This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Steve Verrett is Executive Vice President, Plains Cotton Growers, on this year's crop.
Well, the Rio Grande Valley was the biggest and the hardest hit area. We don't know whether it's half or more that was damaged, but it probably reduced that crop by at least half. Now, when you move up the coast a little bit into the South Texas area, really the Corpus area, they were very fortunate that for them that the storm went in further south. And then since that early hurricane, they've been, harvesting full blast and with only minor delays. And my last report that I got from some of my friends in that part of the world, many of them were finishing up last week and with a very good crop. They say, it's second only maybe to the 17 crop. So I think they were very fortunate looking at grades. The grades are looking good coming out of there. The upper coastal bend is not as far along on their harvest. They're probably maybe 50 to 60% harvested. So there's still some of that crop that's at risk to any additional weather, hurricane or tropical storms or whatever. But bad in the valley, really good in the Corpus area, and then we're still harvesting in the upper coast. So, yeah, weather has been a challenge, to say the least.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.